Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is quite pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures with clear skies. Jerusalem sees a bit of cloud cover, but remains warm. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze, making it a comfortable day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports, just in that the Transportation Ministry has reached an agreement to clear U.S. jets clogging up Tel Aviv airport. This deal involves 30 jets moving to Israeli Air Force bases. Also, Walla reports that Israel and Lebanon have signed a groundbreaking yet complex agreement. Success hinges on a task Lebanon has historically struggled with. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, a new poll reveals most Israelis support hardline security policies regarding Lebanon, Iran, and the Palestinians. Separately, JNS reports that the U.S. conducted airstrikes on Iranian military sites earlier today. This follows a drone attack on a commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, I-24 News notes that Israel-Lebanon talks have been extended by a day. A deal on the IDF withdrawal has yet to be finalized. Here's what people are saying online. Shanaka Anslem Pereira, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, noted just minutes ago that Iran fired over 3,000 missiles and drones at the UAE between February and May. Emily Schrader, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today that the new agreement between Israel and Lebanon to disarm Hezbollah is causing a stir among Hezbollah supporters. Me24, a Middle Eastern news outlet, shared critical moments of a sports match between Egypt and Iran just recently. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Transportation Ministry's agreement, the Times of Israel highlights a significant move to alleviate runway congestion at Tel Aviv Airport. The intervention of Prime Minister Netanyahu was pivotal in reaching this deal. This will likely ease travel disruptions for passengers and improve airport operations. Turning to the Israel-Lebanon agreement, Walla outlines how this ambitious pact depends on Lebanon's ability to meet certain commitments. The agreement is seen as a major step in border management, but poses challenges given Lebanon's past difficulties in similar tasks. If successful, it could reshape bilateral relations significantly. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post's poll suggests that many Israelis believe in taking decisive actions against regional threats. This reflects a strong public sentiment towards national security, potentially influencing future government policies. That strike by the U.S. on Iranian sites comes hours after a drone attack on a vessel in a strategic waterway. JNF emphasizes the heightened tensions in the Persian Gulf, which could impact global oil supply routes and regional stability. Finally, the delay in the Israel-Lebanon talks, as noted by I-24 News, indicates ongoing complexities in reaching a comprehensive military withdrawal agreement. This extension could impact regional diplomacy and the peace process efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Apple has raised prices on several MacBook and iPad models. This comes as the tech giant faces surging memory and storage costs due to AI demands. Separately, Walla Business highlights that Israel's electricity prices remain among the lowest globally. The electric company claims that improved efficiency has bolstered their operations against private competitors. And finally, CTEC reports on YL Ventures, noting that companies retaining top tech talent prioritize genuine care over just performance. This trend could influence the future dynamics of the Israeli tech industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.